Thomas Dermody, we put him on the heritage board, but he's sort of endlessly fascinating in a way. He's a sort of George Best of poetry, I suppose you might say. He was an incredibly clever guy. His dad was a classic scholar in a small market town in County Clare, which we do know, called Ennis. But unfortunately, his father became an alcoholic and used to drink with a lot of friends, and Thomas was invited to join them. He was a teenager, so that sadly he was an alcoholic by the time he was about 15. But he had huge gifts. He could read. In his teenage years, he read all the great ancient classics in Greek and Latin and many other languages as well, which could read fluently. He began to be recognised as a poet, felt that he couldn't flourish in County Clare, so came to London, where he did attract many patrons who he treated abominably. They gave him money, and you know, a couple of days later, huge sums of money, a couple of days later, it was all gone. At one point, he disappeared off with somebody's money. When he returned, he was stinking. He was covered in mud from head to foot. His clothes were all torn to pieces, and he really hit, you know, skid row, rock bottom. And he never really got over it. Money poured into his pockets, but left just as quickly. And he was only in his 20s when he died. He lived in central London, where he was supported by all these patrons. The only time he sorted himself out was when he was in the British Army. Then he stopped drinking, and he was an exemplary soldier. But once he came out, he was back on the drink again. He ended up in such a terrible penurious state, with debtors chasing him, that he fled from central London down to Lewisham. He moved into a ruined cottage in what was then called Perry Slough, which is now Perry Vale. An awful place. He had nothing to eat. A couple of patrons came down to see him there. They found him huddled over the tiny embers of a fire. He was starving. He obviously had TB. He was just coughing all the time. They thought they ought to try and do something about him, but before they could, he was dead. This is one of his sort of self-pitying kind of outpourings here, you know. Tearing with tiger fang my tortured mind, you know. Everything's wrong, my hapless youth. Some of his poetry is dire, but some of it's extremely good. So he died. His patrons paid for him because he had nothing. He not only had nothing, but he was being pursued for huge debts. He was buried here. So they paid for his body to be brought to St. Mary's in 1802. The service was performed by the vicar, the very grand Reverend Edward Legge, the fifth son of William, Earl of Dartmouth.